It's Wednesday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Taylor in Memphis, Tennessee. Taylor, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good to talk to you.
You too, man. What's going on?
Me and my wife have a little bit of a difference, and you get to be the deciding vote. we own our house outright, so no payments. We own both of our vehicles. We have a little over $1 million invested. We're doing real good. We've worked through Dave Ramsey's total money makeover years ago, and it's wonderful. Okay, here's the deal. I'm a pilot, and I would like to take out some of the money from our investments and buy me a private plane. I've done the math. It's actually cheaper than renting a plane and stuff like that. My wife is hesitant, partially because it's such a big outlay all at once, and we've never had that kind of money before. She thinks I should keep renting. She's not the numbers one. I'm the numbers one. And I'm just wondering, I know Dave has said, if you've got $1 million, buy the new car. This is a little pricier than a new car. I'm just looking for some advice.
How much is the plane going to cost you, man?
I have capped out my budget at $100,000 for the plane. I'm only going to look at stuff that's under $100,000.
Okay. And that's for the cost of the plane. How much is the plane going to cost you, Taylor?
I don't have the numbers right in front of me. Insurance, believe it or not, is ridiculously cheap. It's cheaper than car insurance. The biggest expense on a yearly basis is the annual inspection, and that fluctuates. It can be as low as $2,000 or $3,000, or as high as $12,000, depending on if you've got to have work done.
Cool.
What about storage fees, gas?
Yeah, I mean, have you all sat down and said, all right, what is this plane going to cost me? Because I know several people who own planes, but they all say that the expensive part is not buying the plane up front. The expensive part is the maintenance throughout the years of owning the plane. So what is that fee a year for you?
Yeah, that is the expensive part. And again, like I said, I don't have my spreadsheet right in front of me. I did do the math, though, and I worked out that if I fly more than, I think it's 42 hours a year, even including maintenance costs, it's cheaper to own than to rent. And so, of course, you know, obviously the more you fly, the cheaper it is per hour. Like I said, I don't have all those numbers right in front of me. But
and Taylor, I'm not within our budget. I don't have a plane. So help me with this. Is a plane similarly a depreciating asset like a car?
Not really. I mean, I guess over time they do depreciate, but it's very, very slow. I mean, you can easily go out and buy a plane right now from the early 60s, and it's still, you're paying, you know, $100,000 or just slightly under for a plane that's 40 or 50 years old. Now, of course, new ones get far more expensive, but they do hold their value fairly well.
Cool. So what's your household income real quick, Taylor?
Probably around 70. I'm a pastor and my wife is a counselor. I mean, we don't make a ton of money, but we inherited well and have it invested.
Okay, so about $70,000 a year. And you want to go buy a plane that I'm thinking maintenance is going to run you about $20,000 to $25,000 a year. Just to maintain the plane.
That's probably on the high side for maintenance.
Yeah,
but like
there's,
I said, this would come out of investment.
But listen to me, Taylor. Your maintenance is not going to come out of investments. You invest it so you can retire off of that income eventually. And so if you go buy the plane, the only way you're going to pull out from investments is if it's not covered up underneath the retirement situation. So if you go pull money from a stocks, I don't have a problem with that. I think my biggest problem is, and my biggest concern is, that you only make $70,000 a year, but you're going to encounter on a high end maybe $25,000 a year in maintenance. My vote is no, Taylor.
Okay.
That's my vote.
And mine is not mathematical. It's purely psychological, meaning it may cost you more money down the road to rent. But the ability to hand the keys to somebody else and go home, and they've got to deal with new tires and gas and that one weird gauge and the fluctuations and this and that. There's a psychological piece to that, that making if you look at it this way, you're buying a $100,000 toy with a $15,000 to $20,000 a year price tag to operate.
Yeah.
Against your salary, it's a lot, man. There's something to be said for handing the keys back. And I know you've done the math, and I can hear it in your voice.
He really wants it.
Oh, you want a plane so bad.
Yeah, but it's not wise to financially make $70,000 a year. And then you go from, and I get it, he's debt-free. He has, you know, $1 million in investments. That's great. But here's the thing. It's like, man, do you really want to go into your retirement years with the $25,000 bill on your hand?
And a year.
A year. And it's like, do you really want to do that? So I'm saying no, because I'm just thinking of the numbers. It doesn't make sense. Now, if you were telling me you're bringing in $500,000 a year and, you know, your main thing will be $25,000 and you're debt-free 100% and you got $1 million in assets, then I'd be like, yeah, that's okay, go do it. No, but your income is kind of low, and I'm kind of scared because I'm like, I don't know, man. That's tight. That's tight. Something could come up, and I don't want you to have to go to your investments until you are retiring. And then my goal is you're living off of the interest of your investments. You're not pulling from your investment.
Right.
That's my goal when it comes to retirement.
And this happens with planes. It happens with ranches. It happens with big, fancy boats.
Yeah.
It happens with anything that we fall in love with. It's really a big toy.
Absolutely.
And a ranch can be a really big toy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And a boat and whatever that looks like, man. And I also have this feeling in my stomach. We just dashed this poor man's dreams. Taylor, I want to tell your wife, don't do the happy dance. You heard it in his heart. He really wants this airplane.
And he can possibly get it down the road.
That's right.
We don't know.
Well, he's got to earn some more money, right?
Yeah. He needs to earn some more money. So that way he has some cushion for the maintenance. Because, again, that's $70,000 gross. So we're not talking about net.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, that's just, that could be close to half of his income is going towards his plane.
And I just am always about risk, and I never want to leverage my family's finances on a toy.
Yeah.
Right? That risk is so high. Huh. Right?
You ever thought about owning a jet?
Yeah, I thought about it. And no, I've never even considered that.
Yeah, I was about to say. I mean, I dream about owning a Rolls Royce one day, like when I'm 50, 60 years old. But a jet? Don't want the maintenance.
One day I'm going to have a car that was made in the 2010 decade. That's my goal. I'm going to keep working hard. I'm going to get there, Anthony. It's going to be a 2015.
Why? You are the so soft, moderate guy. I'm the loud, flamboyant guy. But hey, you know what? We're both doing it debt-free.
Hey, whatever works for you.
It is what it is.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. Check out all of our podcasts. Just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.